she's the rose of Castlereagh.
The Rose of Castlereagh is, came indeed from Brendan Shine. That's what it's called, and it came from Blondie.
From the county Mayo town came a man of great renown. As a sailor and a soldier was none bolder. He went to America at an early age, they say, as a cabin boy to sail the wide world over. Then adventure took him south to the De La Plata mouth. San Martin was on the route in Argentina. So three whaling ships he bought, and Brazil and Spain he fought, and freedom then he sought for Argentina. Oh, where were you, William Brown, when your country let you down? Las Islas Malvinas, Argentina. You were torn or in your grave, seeing the Irish dead. still are slaves, while Britannia rules no waves in Argentina. You would sing and shout out loud, Buenos Aires, you'd be proud. Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina. Now the empire's tumbling down, and the Paddy's back the crown. Oh, they've let old Ireland down and Argentina. He had heard of Irish hands in the noble gallant bands that helped to free the land called Argentina. He had heard with great acclaim the Patricio's name and fame when in 1806 the British came for slaughter. And to this very day in the Argentine they say the English ran away from Buenos Aires to the islands further down, and they took them for the crown. Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina. Now Admiral William Brown, now your navy's fully grown, and you've taken back the islands for your country. They had taken them by force, give them back in their due course, and in Ireland there are some that don't forget you. And the people that went to the Argentine when you, to escape the English laws and wars and famine. They have proved a loyal crew, just like all the Irish do. Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina. The old colonial days and the cruel English ways, with her thunder blunder we will teach the natives. For the Brits are going to war, just like Whitelock did before, with her ships and guns and drums and flags and banners. In the empire days of old, when they murdered for the gold and paraded it around the streets of London, oh, no human rights were given to the natives dead or living. Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina. In the Argentine he died, Father Fahey by his side. 57 was the year his country mourned him. A hero of the nation, he's remembered with the nation throughout the world where freedom still abounds. And the Southern Cross, take note, where bold Willie Wolfen wrote, the Irish still support you, Argentina. With the empire tumbling down, let no Paddy's back the crown. Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina. With the empire tumbling down, let no Paddy's back the crown. Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina.
Simon, Simon, Gagversa, Patrick was a gentleman, he came from decent people, built a church in Dublin town and on it burned a steeple. His father was a Gallagher, his mother was a Brady, his aunt was in the Shockness Sea and his uncle was a Grady. The Wicklow hills are very high and so's the hill of Hotzer. There's a hill much higher, still much higher, near the Bodser. On the top of this high hill, St. Patrick preached a sermon. Drove the frogs into the bogs and banished all the vermin. There's not a mile of Erden's Isle where dirty vermin musters. There he punned a deer 4 foot and he murdered them in clusters. The toads went pop and the frogs went hop, stop dashing to the water. The snakes committed suicide to save themselves from slaughter. 900,000 reptiles blue, which armed with sweetest courses. Binding them in Killaloo and soaps and second courses. The blind worms crawling in the grass disgusted all the nation. Down to hell with the holy spell, he changed their situation. No wonder then the Irish lad should be so gay and frisky. Sure old pal, she taught them that as well as making whiskey. No wonder then the saint himself should understand distilling. His mother came to sheeping shop near the town of Enniskillen. Was I but so fortunate to be back in Munster, I'd be bounded from the ground and never more would Munster. There St. Patrick planted turf and cabbages and pretties. Pigs galore, my grandma's store, all their boys and ladies. Thank you. sun is burning in the sky. Strands of clouds go slowly drifting by. In the park, the dreamy bees are droning in the flowers among the trees. And the sun burns in the sky. Now the sun is in the west. Little babes lay down to take their rest. And the couples in the park are holding hands and waiting for the dark. And the sun is in the west. Now the sun is sinking low. Children playing, now it's time to go. High above a spot appears, a little blossom blooms and then draws near. And the sun is sinking low. Now the sun has come to earth, shrouded in a mushroom cloud of death. Death comes in a blinding flash of hellish heat and leaves a smear of ash. And the sun has come to earth. Now the sun has disappeared. All that's left is darkness, pain and fear. Twisted, sightless wrecks of men go crawling on their knees and crying pain. And the sun has disappeared.
You true-born Irishmen, wherever you may be, I hope you'll pay attention and listen unto me. I'll sing about a battle that took place the other day between a Russian sailor and Johnny Morrissey. T'was in Terra del Fuego in South America. the Russian she challenged to Morrissey. His words to him did say, I hear you are a fighting man, you wear a belt I see. Indeed I wish you would consent to have a fight with me. Up spoke Johnny Morrissey with heart but brave and true. I am a valiant Irishman that never was subdued. I can whack the Yankee, the Saxon bull or bear, in honor of old Paddy's land, the laurels I'll maintain. They shook hands, walked around the ring, commencing then to fight. It filled each Irish heart to a joy for to behold the sight. The Russian floored Morrissey up to the 11th round. With Yankee, Saxon, Russian cheers, the valleys did resound. The Irish out for 10-1 that day upon the grass. No sooner sent than taken up, they then brought down the cash. They carried away without delay up to the 18th round. When Morrissey received a blow which brought him to the ground. Up to the 32nd round was fall about, which caused them fartin' tyrants to keep a sharp lookout. The Russian called the seconds to pour a glass of wine. The God says, Johnny Morrissey, this battle will be mine. The 33rd decided all, the Russian felt a smart. When Morrissey with a dreadful blow struck the Russian on the heart, they sent for the physician to open up the vein. Says he, it is quite useless, she'll never fight again. Our hero conquered Thompson and the Yankee Clipper too. The Benny Cabay and Shepherd he nobly did subdue. Let us fill a flowing glass and pierce a health galore to noble Johnny Morrissey, who came from Templemore.
When I was young and handy in me prime, in taverns I would sit and bide a me tune. It's there I met your company, I'd sit and drink me fill. It's there that you took hold of me, I think you've gotten me still. You're the foxy devil when you're high. You set me mind at ease and then you strike. You set me head a reeling, you make me shout. Me memory flees, I get no ease till I have a little drink. You're the crafty rogue, and that's for sure. For your company, there is no cure. I've squandered all me money and the best years of me life. All on your charms, in spite of harm, in spite of peace and strife. Whiskey in the morning, strength to sing and dance, to love and fight. And so, despite misfortune, we'll take you as you are. The best of friends and enemies. enemies, the best they've known before. You're the foxy devil when you like. You set me mind at ease and then you strike. You set me head a reeling, you make me shout and sing. In memory fades, I get no ease.